Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a very specific, very satisfying drum and bass workflow, making an old-school Hoover stab, and then actually gluing it into a rolling mix so it feels emotional and euphoric for that sunrise set moment without turning into harsh, washy chaos. We're in Ableton Live 12, and this is beginner-friendly, but I'm going to teach it like a producer. Sound first, then the chain, then groove glue, then arrangement choices that make emotion land. First, let's set the session up so we're working DNB ready from the start. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like real DNB, but not so fast you can't hear what your processing is doing. Now create a few tracks. One for drums, where you'll have your break and tops. One for a sub, keep it clean. Sign is perfect. One for a bass, like a Reese or a mid-bass. One for our Hoover stab, that's today's main character. And optionally one for Atmos or a pad, because Sunrise Emotion loves a background bed. Before we touch sound design, do a quick headroom check. Pull things down so your master is peaking around -6 dB. You're not mastering right now. You're leaving room so the mix can breathe while you build. Alright, Hoover time. Create a new MIDI track and drop in Waveitable. You can do this with analog too, but Waveitable is a super clean and controllable way to learn the Hoover shape. For oscillator 1, choose a saw wave. Basic shapes, saw. For oscillator 2, also a saw. Now add unison, 4 to 8 voices, and attune around 15 to 25%. Important teacher note, you want a swarm, not a trance super saw. If it starts sounding like Hands Up Festival chords, back the detune down. Now filter it. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Start your cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. And add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. That drive is part of the rave bite. It helps the stab speak in the mids. Now shape the stab with the amp envelope. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. You're aiming for hit and get out, not pad that hangs around. To make it feel alive, add a little movement. Put an LFO on the filter cutoff. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount subtle. The best Hoovers feel animated, but the rhythm still comes from the MIDI, not from a giant wobble. Now the key trick that makes it a Hoover at not just a saw stab. Facey, chorused swarm. After Waveitable, add chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, so it's slow. Depth or amount about 25 to 45%. Mix around 20 to 35%. You want width and motion, but you still want a clear center. Then add phaser flanger after that. Set it to phaser. Rate very slow, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Mix 10 to 20%. Now you should hear that old rave air, that moving, slightly vocal, slightly menacing shimmer. Before we go further, here's a quick pro habit: separate width from loudness. If you make it huge by stereo tricks alone, it'll sound amazing in headphones and then disappear on a phone speaker. So add utility at the very start of the chain, before the chorus and phaser. Set width around 90 to 110%. That keeps the core stable. Then the effects can be wide later. Cool. Now we need it to behave like a proper DNB stab, rhythmically and emotionally. Create a simple two-bar MIDI pattern. Think offbeats and syncopation, not long chords. Here's a starter rhythm you can copy. In bar 1, put a hit on beat 1 and, so 1.2. Then another on beat 3 and a 1.4.2. In bar 2, put one on 2.2, and another on 2.3.3. Don't worry if that sounds weird spoken. The idea is, avoid the downbeats, make it dance around the snare, and leave air for the break. Now pitch and vibe. For Sunrise Emotion, minor keys work great, but you want little moments of lift so it doesn't feel grim. Try a minor as your home bass. Use notes like A, C, and G to create that hopeful classic uplift shape without going cheesy. Next, the old-school stab snap. In Waveitable, use the pitch envelope. Set it to plus 12 to plus 24 semitones, with a decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. That gives you the pew at the front of the stab. If it starts sounding like a laser sound effect, reduce the amount or shorten the decay. Now we've got a Hoover that sounds like a Hoover in solo, but right now it's still just a synth. The real lesson is gluing it into a mix like it belongs on a record. So let's build the glue chain. First device after the synth and your width control, EQ8. Clean space first, always. Add a high pass filter, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Stabs don't need sub. Let the sub track own that entire low lane. Now listen for nasal midrange. If it honks, pull down around 700 to 1.2 kHz by 2 to 4 dB, moderate Q around 1.5. If it's harsh or fatiguing, do a gentle dip in the 3 to 6 kHz area by 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, add a tiny high shelf, like plus 1 dB at 10 kHz. Tiny. You're not trying to make it a hi-hat. Coach note, pick a home lane for the Hoover. A beginner safe target is letting its main emotional weight sit in the mids, roughly 400 Hz to 2.5 kHz, with the very top kept polite. That's how it stays emotional without fighting your break. Next device, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so it's level matched. This is important. Don't let saturation trick you into thinking it's better just because it's louder. Level match, then decide. What saturation does here is translation. It adds harmonics so the Hoover reads on smaller speakers without you cranking the volume. Next, glue compressor. This is the make it feel like one thing device. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder hits. And keep makeup gain off. Level match manually again. What you're listening for is not compression. You're listening for consistency. The stab should stop jumping out randomly and start sitting in the groove like it's part of the track. Now space, reverb and delay are where the sunrise emotion happens, but the beginner mistake is washing out the rhythm. So we'll do this the clean way. Returns. Create return A and put hybrid reverb on it. Set it to 100% wet. Choose hall or plate. Decay around 2 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the stab hit stays clear before the tail blooms. Use the reverb's low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz to keep it from hissing on top of your brakes. Now on the Hoover track, send to return A. Start gentle, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB on the send. Create return B and put echo on it, 100% wet. Sync on. Time at 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 30%. Inside echo, high pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then set width around 120 to 160%, but don't go crazy. A little goes a long way. Now we get to the number one glue move in DNB, sidechain. Add a regular compressor on the Hoover track for sidechain ducking. Not the glue compressor. The normal compressor is more flexible for sidechain. Turn sidechain on. Choose your kick as the input. If your brake doesn't have a clean kick to key off, do the classic ghost kick trick. Create a MIDI track with a tight kick playing 4 on the floor, route it to sidechain, and mute its output so you don't hear it. That gives you consistent pumping without changing your drum groove. Set the sidechain compressor ratio to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Lower threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of reduction. You want the Hoover to tuck out of the way of the drums, then come back smoothly. Now the pro sunrise trick. Sidechain the ambience harder than the dry sound. Put another compressor on the reverb return and turn on sidechain from the same kick or ghost kick. Faster attack, similar release, and aim for like 4 to 6 dB of gain reduction. What this does is magical. The dry stab stays readable, and the reverb tail blooms in the gaps between hits. That's sunrise clarity. Before arrangement, do one quick workflow check that saves hours. Loop 8 bars of what would be your drop. Now do a static balance check. Pull the Hoover fader down until it's almost too quiet, then bring it up until it's clearly part of the groove, but not the headline. Only after that do you touch your reverb and delay sends. This prevents the classic trap of trying to fix balance with more reverb. Now, arrangement. We're going for that sunrise lift, tease, build, drop, then a bloom moment. Here's a simple 64-bar idea. Bars 1 to 16, intro and tease. Filter your breaks a bit, bring in Atmos. Make the Hoover sparse, like one hit every two bars. Slowly automate the Hoover filter cutoff opening, so it feels like the track is waking up. Bars 17 to 32, build. Add hats, rides, little fills. Make the Hoover more frequent, like once every bar. Gradually increase the reverb send by a couple dB, and maybe add a riser. Noise with a filter sweep is enough. Bars 33 to 48. The drop. Bring full sub and bass. Make the Hoover do call and response with the bass. Hoover hits, bass answers, or vice versa. Reduce the reverb send slightly so the drop stays punchy. This is a huge contrast trick. Less space can feel bigger when the drums and bass are fully in. Bars 49 to 64. The lift. Pull drums back for 4 bars. Let the Hoover and pad bloom. Increase reverb. Maybe let echo take over for a scene change. Then slam the drums back in. That moment, when you bring the groove back after a breath, is where the sunrise emotion hits the chest. If you want an easy upgrade without adding complexity, use two rolls instead of two layers. Make two MIDI clips for the same hoover. Clip 1 is the question, higher, sparser hits. Clip 2 is the answer, slightly lower notes, tighter rhythm. Alternate every 4 or 8 bars. It gives narrative, like the track is speaking, without you stacking a million tracks. Another easy musicality hack, velocity equals emotion. Map velocity to filter cutoff, either inside Wavetable or with a macro. Then make the first hit and a phrase lower velocity, darker, and the last hit higher velocity, brighter. That's instant opening up energy with basically no automation.